On with more news stories. A Lego lover is raffling off two sets to help restore a city landmark. Flooding concerns are raised for the fourth time over a hotel's expansion plans, and a parkrun veteran did not foresee its global popularity.
A passionate Lego collector has teamed up with a city landmark to give away two new sets of the building blocks to a lucky winner. Ross Mason is helping St John the Baptist Cathedral fundraise for new stained glass windows by raffling off a pair of Notre Dame Cathedral Lego sets, each worth more than £150. The 46-year-old has built countless brick scenes over the last 9 years, but is now looking to share his interest with the city. He said, "My favourite part about going to a church or a cathedral is seeing the beautiful stained glass windows. I spent a lot of my childhood in Norwich, and I want to help preserve this beautiful building. While I treasured my huge collection of Lego, at times I felt guilty for having more than I need." A spokeswoman for the cathedral said, "Fundraising for the windows has been taking place for many years. Many of our windows need extensive repairs. The money raised will be donated to the cathedral's window restoration fund. Tickets to enter the raffle cost £1. Anyone wishing to enter can pay on the St John the Baptist Cathedral's website or at the on-site administration office. We will draw the winner at 2:30 p.m. on July the 11th during our summer fete."
Late night bus services from Norwich will help football fans get home during the World Cup. First Bus has reminded fans of its late services to help them travel home from pubs and bars after England's matches. The Blue 25 route will run late into the night, providing direct connections between Norwich Rail Station, the City Centre, the University of East Anglia and Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. Pubs and bars are allowed to stay open up to 30 minutes after a game finishes, which means fans looking for travel options at home at around 11:30 p.m. following England's weekday matches, starting against Croatia, and after midnight when the Panama game ends.
Flooding officers have objected for the fourth time to plans that could see 32 rooms added to a hotel in Norwich. Flood risk officers for the Norfolk County Council say they are still waiting for bosses of the Holiday Inn Express in Helsdon to address concerns they raised in April last year. The lead local flood authority, LLFA, highlighted it since last consultation 4 months ago. Norwich Hospitality Investments Limited, which hopes to add 32 bedrooms to the hotel, has updated its flood risk reports to tackle issues raised by the authority. The three-star hotel shares a large building with the David Lloyd Health Club and is located on the same site as the Asda Superstore. The hotel is also set to get a refreshed exterior, updated signage and modern branding as part of the redevelopment. In terms of design, the extension would feature light grey and pastel blue cladding and a modern design intended to match the rest of the hotel and surrounding buildings.
A Norfolk runner who took part in the first ever park run said he had not foreseen its worldwide popularity as it hits a major milestone. Andrew Lane from Wyndham, and one of the 13 who took part in the first park run at Bushy Park in October 2004, said that "my own prediction record has been very poor." The 69-year-old said that in the early days he had predicted that Bushy Parkrun attendances would peak at 200, because runners won't want to be as crowded on that route. At Bushey Parkrun's 1,000th event in August 2024, the attendance was a record 6,204. I remember saying at one point that in the UK it would probably plateau at about 20 events on a Saturday, Mr. Lane said. I thought there'll be one in every major city, perhaps a few extra in London. I could not have been more wrong there either. There are now more than 2,800 parkrun event locations in 23 countries, and now it marks its millionth event. Mr. Lane, who now runs with Wyndham Athletics Club, has completed more than 600 parkruns and volunteered more than 200 times. He said that parkrun certainly wouldn't have expanded in the way it did without lots and lots of other people to help.